Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A report into the impact coronavirus is having on agricultural exports is warning if it's not contained soon, it'll have a more serious and longer-lasting impact. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Rabobank Head of Agribusiness Research, Tim Hunt.
At the moment, there are two channels through which corona's impacting food and ag. The first is that the Chinese are not eating out, and the second is that logistics are seriously disrupted. So anything that relies on selling to Chinese people via restaurant or fast food outlet, or that requires air freight, refrigerated container shipping or domestic trucking is likely to be experiencing impacts on sales at the moment.
So how much of a worry is that for our agricultural exporters?
At the moment, it's a significant disruption, but it may prove short term. If China can either get the virus under control in the next couple of months, or if, by contrast, it decides to focus on getting its economy going and letting the virus spread and managing it, then we'll see normal business resumed and sales pick up again. But if we're in late March and still talking about food service channels closed and logistical disruption, this will have a heavy impact on Australian agriculture.
There's many commodities and exporters are turning to their experience during SARS. At that time, only 8% of our exports were sent to China, but now in 2020, about 28% of our food and agricultural exports are sent to China. So this step up, how much can we rely on what we learned during that SARS outbreak at the start of the century?
Not a lot, because as you noted, our exposure was so much less. And moreover, we only really were shipping fibres that were processed for re-export. As clothing and textiles. So this time round, as you say, we're sending 28% of our exports to China. Also, it's a huge range of goods. So it's a very important market for us, for everything from rock lobsters through to wine, red meat, dairy and certain horticultural products. Also, this time around, the virus has spread further within China. We've had significantly more infections, and China's efforts at government level to crack down on it are more significant. So this one looks like it's spread further. The crackdowns are more significant and our exposure is greater. And as a result, it's much more likely we'll feel the impacts of this than we did of SARS in 2003.
Would there be a ballpark dollar-tree figure that we can put on how much losses we can expect or have already experienced?
We haven't reached that phase. We haven't calculated those numbers ourselves. In some sectors, we're seeing the impact already. For example, in the last dairy auction run out of New Zealand, dairy prices fell 6% in US dollar terms. Ewe prices in New Zealand have fallen 30% at recent auctions due to their exposure, and there's effectively no price on rock lobsters out of Western Australia at the moment due to shipment problems. So these things mount up. The counter side, though, is there are commodities where other things going on are pushing prices up, and red meat's a classic in Australia because of rain on the East Coast, a healthy US market. We've actually seen beef and sheep prices push up in recent weeks. So impacts flowing through already. It'll be hard to ever net out a dollar impact due to everything else going on. But if it keeps going through the end of March, it will be significantly negative.
And with this being such an evolving beast, I guess, is there a next landmark or is there a time frame that we're working towards at the moment when we'll have a clearer picture of what the future looks like with our relationship with exporting produce to China?
Yeah, that's a really important point. And we've actually just passed one of those points in time we'd identified, which was Monday of this week, February 10, when the Chinese government extension of the New Year holiday came to end and they were supposed to go back to work. Clearly, China has not gone back to work, at least not fully. We've seen, in terms of people movement, transaction data, traffic data, there's very limited restarting of the economy, which already tells us this is extending well beyond that first month. The next thing to watch is really whether they can stabilise the rate of infection and contain it to China. If they can do that, then we're looking at a much more speedy resolution to this and could still avoid seeing big impacts on Australian ag in 2020.
That's Rabobank Head of Agribusiness Research, Tim Hunt, there with a bit of a warning on the impact coronavirus is having on our agriculture sector. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.